You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Hour number three, local, the state, the national. Man, we cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, man, that last hour was just fun, and I appreciate this audience more than y'all could possibly know. Just got a picture, by the way, on the text line. From Scott from Russellville sent us a picture of himself wearing his Right Side Ruffian t-shirt right outside the Great Smoky Mountains National Park sign. Scott, hope you're having a great time up there, and thanks for spreading the good word about Right Side Radio. Listen, I'm going to jump back now to the Triple Dipper. I really am. I'm going to go ahead and jump on this topic because there's so much content out there. The Triple Dipper I've got put together, this is one of those where I came in today thinking, I am really proud of the level of resourcing that went into this show today, and so I'm just going to jump on one of them right now, border pain. I started doing this earlier. Let me remind you of the story that kicked this off for me, was the recollection. It was two things. One, it was hearing Vice President Kamala Harris do her interview with liberal Seth Meyers on late night TV last night. She got her introduction, her coming out, if you will, to late night TV last night, I think it was. And the thing she said about the border just galled me. I'll get to that in a moment. Boomer, we're going to need that sound clip in a minute, by the way. But the other thing was a reminder of the level of pain that our society is experiencing because of what's happening on the southern border. It's not just about the numbers. That matters, certainly. It's not just about the fact that it's overwhelming our systems. That matters, yeah. It's not just about the fact that we're seeing mass migration across our southern border as if we don't even have a border. It's also about the level of true pain, actual pain, being experienced by members of our society as a result of the inability of the Biden administration to understand what is happening at the southern border. And they've begun to sort of say it now. They're talking about, well, what we need to have is a pathway to citizenship first before we secure the border. No, that makes no sense. That's like saying, oh, I don't know, we're going to leave the door wide open for animals and things to run into our house, and then we'll figure out how best to control them once they get in there. No, it doesn't work that way. You literally close the door and then deal with who's here. And then you begin to work on the processes by which people can come in later. Right now, we can't even possibly begin this whole idea of a pathway to citizenship because we're being overwhelmed. There is no means by which the immigration and naturalization system in the United States can possibly keep up with the 2 million who have come in over the border illegally just this year. Just this year. Since the Biden administration took office, not quite 2 years ago, the United States has grown by 1% in its population. An actual percentage of the population has been added strictly on illegal immigration. That is unbelievable to me. The story that I talked about earlier, just a reminder, is that one of the most heinous crimes I've heard about in recent history happened right here in Alabama in August of this year. You may recall it happened down in Lee County near Auburn, in Dadeville, a little town called Dadeville, right outside of Auburn. And it turns out an illegal alien had kidnapped a little 12-year-old girl, kept her chained to a bedpost, and kept her drugged for at least a week. Somehow she escaped. And she got out, and she was found wandering the roads. She told them she had been held captive there. When they went to the mobile home where she had been held captive, where Jose Paulino Pascal Reyes, the illegal immigrant, was holding her captive, they found two more decomposing bodies in the trailer with him. In the trailer with him. Folks, that happened because an illegal immigrant got back in the country. He had already been deported once. He got back in across our southern border, and he committed that crime in Lee County, Alabama. And yet, yesterday, once again, Kamala Harris, who allegedly is the border czar, who is a failure as a border czar, said that our border is secure, and the reality is that the problems they're trying to do is fix what the last administration broke. What? I've got the numbers right here. We're going to go into that in a moment. I'm going to take this triple dipper to the House if I have to. I mean, this is going to go all the way in. But literally, it's like a story I've got here dated September 14th. Border agents themselves, border agents, rank and file, border agents who are on the front lines. Border agents blast Kamala Harris's border claim, say it's far from secure. It says border officials slammed Vice President Kamala Harris's declarations that the border is secure, telling Fox News that the flood of illegal immigrants into the country is a crisis that is getting worse by the day. You may recall she did say in a Meet the Press interview that she felt like the border is secure. Her actual quote, when she was asked by Chuck Todd, I mean, Chuck Todd actually pressed her on this issue, says, we're going to have 2 million people cross the border for the first time ever. You're confident the border is secure? Her response, we have a secure border, in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration, she said. But there are a lot of problems we're trying to fix given the deterioration that happened over the last 4 years. What a joke. It says, we also have to put into place a law and a plan for a pathway for citizenship for the millions who are here and are prepared to do what is legally required to gain citizenship. Well, most of them didn't come here to get citizenship. They came here to get work. They came here to commit crimes. They came here to just get away from where they were. They're not worried about citizenship. If that's the case, They'd have applied. Now, some of them are requesting asylum. I get it. It's a ploy. The vast majority of asylum seekers across the southern border have been told by NGOs who are helping them, just ask for asylum. It gives you a different standing. It says one Border Patrol agent told Fox News on Tuesday that the 2 million mark, the actual number that have come across the border, the 2 million mark actually contradicts Harris's claim. Here's the quote from the Border Patrol agent. Since we've apprehended over 2 million aliens so far this year, which is a record, and the year is not over, and we set a single-day apprehension record just last week, he said, I believe that does not exactly scream that our borders are secure. He said it was over 8,000 aliens in one day. That's what we caught. That's not what we saw or the gotaways. Another agent said, this quote is more the same old word salad responses this vice president gives. This is the rank and file. They're sick of being told, hey, everything's fine down there. Nothing to see. They're overwhelmed. Just in July alone, we had 500,000 illegals known to have slipped past agents. It's unreal. Okay. But then Kamala Harris comes out and you got that sound clip for me, bud? Here, this is her interview with Seth Meyer. And I believe this is either last night or the night before. Play that.
Path forward.
Well, let's start with the first point that you made. I mean, we're talking about people who have fled great harm. They've fled great harm. And they are coming here seeking refuge. And talk about political theater. I mean, playing games with people's lives, like with their lives. You know, there were mothers with sleeping babies getting off those buses. And I just think it's an absolute dereliction of duty. If you see a problem, and if we agree that we need to address it, then if you're a leader, participate in a solution, ugh, right? When we first came in office, the first bill that we proposed was for a pathway for citizenship, was to fix a broken immigration system, which was broken under the previous administration.
Wow.
Participate in the solution, because we are offering solutions. But instead, this gamesmanship with real human beings who trust us.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Okay, stop it. That just, you know, it's not very often that I have an almost visceral reaction, like a physical reaction to hearing a politician speak. But that one just ticks me off, because there ain't no way in the world she can possibly go home and sleep at night believing that she is truly offering solutions. We're offering, what solutions? By the way, does anyone even remember legislation? Does anyone remember any legislation at all that said, pathway to citizenship, we'll fix the border? No. How hard have they tried? If she was the border czar, she would have been out there campaigning on this over and over and over again, while she, by the way, has a Democrat majority. She presides over the freaking Senate. If she wants this, then go for it. In the meantime, she's doing nothing. And she's literally trying to say that in the last 4 years, it was broken. Well, I got the numbers I'm going to go to here in just a minute. It wasn't broken. In the meantime, you got places like Chicago. story that came out of townhall.com yesterday. Townhall.com, Chicago area guaranteed income program is open to illegal immigrants. So here's the deal. Chicago, which, by the way, claims to be a sanctuary city but gets mad when they bus illegals to them, is got a thing called the Cook County Promise Guaranteed Income Pilot Program. It's going to send 3,250 households $500 a month for 2 years, no strings attached. Just literally give them money. We're going to give you money. All you got to do is say that you are in some way eligible for the assistance, you're a resident of Cook County, and you have an income at or below 250% of the poverty level. Oh, my gosh. 250% of the poverty level. Anyway, it says applicants will not be asked about citizenship status. In fact, their website clarifies the pilot is open to all residents of Cook County, regardless of immigration status. In other words, illegals hear that, and they think, why would I not go to Chicago? I will get $500 a month for just showing up. And, oh, by the way, they say they love me, and they have all kinds of benefits, so that's where I'm going. And then they get mad when they show up. But I look at this, and I look at the pain being caused. The level of pain that is happening in this nation right now because of illegal immigration. I got statistics here that are going to boggle your mind, but I'm going to go into them in great depth. So I tell you what, Boomer, let's take the break right now. It's 4:17 p.m. Let's take that break. I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper, believe it or not, in the third hour, border pain. We're going to cover down on this. When these stats, when I read you these stats, you can have a water cooler conversation tomorrow. And if anybody dares to say, well, it's not really that big of a deal. It's just a lot of people. Oh, it's a big deal. It's like death and destruction. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. We're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering all of North Alabama. That's right, making it cool to be a conservative. Had the phones ringing during the break. Just so you know, we're going to go ahead and hold phone calls for the moment. I got to get through at least one Dipper, Boomer, so I'll keep working that issue. But yeah, let me just tell you that the thing that I'm trying to convey with this segment of the show, this Dipper, if you will, border pain, is it literally. We are not just seeing like massive influx of numbers, and we're not just seeing the discomfort of having people coming into our systems and, you know, and taking benefits or whatever else. No, we are experiencing pain in this. Like, for instance, Postmillennial has a story posted yesterday. Illegal immigrant charged in the deadly Las Vegas stabbing attack had earlier charges dropped after L.A. DA had waited too long for a trial. So, yeah, a guy named Yanni Christian Barrios, an illegal immigrant, allegedly went on a stabbing attack rampage in Las Vegas last Thursday. I don't even remember hearing about this. It was probably in the news. I just missed this one. But it was revealed that he had been charged with felony domestic violence in 2019 in L.A., but the charges were dropped because they have such lax laws out there that when the district attorney didn't bring the case quick enough, the judge threw it out only on time alone. That's unreal. And so Yanni Christian Barrios went bananas, apparently, in Las Vegas, on the Las Vegas Strip near the Wynn Las Vegas Hotel, left two people dead, six people injured as he ran around with a knife, stabbing people wantonly. Illegal immigrant. That's the kind of pain. Now, granted, somebody could say, crime happens whether it's illegals here or not. Okay, that crime wouldn't have happened. That crime wouldn't have happened. That one in Lee County, Alabama, that wouldn't have happened. How about this? Let's just talk about it in broad spectrum here. The Heritage Foundation has a study they put out in December of last year. So we're looking at it, you know, it's 10 months old. But it says federal report shows our open borders are bringing increased crime and costs for taxpayers. Listen to some of these numbers. According to a new report from the U.S. Justice Department, in other words, it's not being made up by a pundit. It's not being put out there by somebody with a position. It's the actual Justice Department of the Biden administration. It says almost half the criminals prosecuted in federal courts in 2018 were aliens charged with crimes ranging from drug trafficking to murder to kidnapping. That was 2018, by the way. While a small number of those, over 41,000, were in this country legally, the vast majority, 38,000, were illegal aliens. And then it comes forward and it begins to give you the stats for where we are today. How about this? Let's take a look at Texas alone. The vast majority of crimes committed in this country, it says, are prosecuted at the local level, not the federal level. Federal numbers are only a fraction of the crimes committed by criminal aliens. The latest report from the state of Texas alone, for example, reports that between June of 2011 and November of 2021, 356,000 criminal aliens were booked into Texas jails, of which over 243,000 were here illegally. That's like 60-65%. Those illegal aliens were charged with more than 401,000 criminal offenses, including 742 murders, 47,000 assaults, 7,500 burglaries, 11,000 sexual assaults and other sex crimes, kidnappings, thefts, robberies, on and on and on. But if you look at the numbers, as Kamala Harris says, we had to fix what was broken over the last 4 years. Well, in the first year of the Trump administration, they increased the number of prosecutions of illegals coming into the country 12%. Now let's take a look at some actual numbers. So these are current. I pulled this off of the Customs and Border Patrol website, cbp.gov. cbp.gov says that in the last year of the, I mean, I've got the stats here. I'm looking at the charts, and I've got, you know, both, like I got them broken down by individual and broken down by, you know, mass crime. Just in the year 20, fiscal year 20, which is the tail end of the Trump administration, 2,438 criminal non-citizens, which is the fancy way of saying they have a prior record and they're also illegal immigrants. In other words, they're criminals already before they even get here. And oh, by the way, they're here illegally. 2,400 were apprehended having crossed the border illegally in the last year of the Trump administration. In the first year of the Biden administration, that increased five times to 10,763. That's CBP's numbers. But let's break it down even further. In the last year of the Trump administration, 208 of those illegal alien criminals committed assault or battery. In the first year of the Biden administration, 1,178. How about this? Homicides. Only three known by criminal illegal aliens in the last year of the Biden administration went to 60 in the first year of the Biden administration. How about this? Illegal drug possession or trafficking. 386 apprehended criminal illegal aliens in the last year of the Trump administration. 2,138 in the first year of Biden. And it goes on and on. And you can't tell me it's not having a toll on society. Well, I got more. I ain't done. Some of the stuff is pretty epic levels. And it's all because that Kamala Harris and her boss, Joe Biden, have chosen not to do something about the southern border. Because there's no way anymore. I don't see it. There's no way I can look at it and go, well, they're just trying to be different. No, they're trying not to control the border. And it's working. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, live in the Right Side studios, covering down across the entire northern half of the state, solid conservative and just plain right. And listen, I got to tell you, it's 4:34 p.m., which means it's go-home time for a bunch of y'all. Some of y'all maybe had the day off for Columbus Day yesterday, but now you're back in the mode and the end of the day is here and you're thinking, man, got to get something to eat on the way home. What am I going to have for dinner? I don't know. But let me suggest something to you. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, if you have not checked them out, go to their website, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Go to their website and check out the menu. Because you may be thinking, I'm just talking about a coffee shop. You know, get a coffee shop, maybe a bagel. No, man. The food is amazing. So is the coffee. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they got what Charlene, my wife, calls the treat coffees, the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes. But then they've also got all the award-winning dry roast coffees. They can grind the beans fresh and do that. But the food, man, it's unique. It's different. It's sandwiches. It's wraps. It's salads. It's breakfast you can have for dinner. It's, you know, it's all kinds of stuff. Waffles are like crazy there. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Check them out. Great atmosphere, great coffee, great food, great service. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. All right, let me jump back on the triple dipper here. So I got a story here from Fox News. I'm talking about border pain. I'm not just talking about just the border numbers. I'm talking about the amount of pain being caused by the border numbers. And the crime in this nation is at levels we have not seen before, and that is due in part to the southern border. FoxNews.com, story they had in July of this year. Headline, crimes committed by illegal immigrants surged in 2021 after declining in previous years. There you go. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Vice President Harris said they're having to fix what was broken. What was it? Jeff from Indiana called in during the break, Boomer, and he said, tell Phil he's got it wrong. Kamala says it's broken.
It's broken because, you know, it was broken under the Trump administration, but it was broken in her eyes because the border was closed.
Yeah, so so being closed was broken in her eyes.
Exactly.
I got you. Oh, good point, Jeff. But yeah, so the story here from Fox News, the number of crimes committed by illegal immigrants in the United States surged in fiscal year 2021 after declining in the years prior to that. Homicides, assaults, domestic violence, illegal weapons possession, sexual offenses committed by illegal aliens all increased dramatically in FY 2021 compared to the prior year. Illegal immigrants committed 1,178 assaults and domestic violence crimes in 21, which represents a 400% increase from the last year of the Trump administration. 60 homicide or manslaughter convictions were attributed to illegal immigrants in 21. That's a 1,900% increase from the three they had the year before. DUIs up 347%. I mean, this is epic increases. This is not like we're seeing some increase because, well, there's more numbers. Well, yeah, there's more. Why are there more numbers, by the way? Oh, because you don't have any means of controlling the flow across the border because you choose not to. When you got knuckleheads like Mayor Lori Lightfoot and her, you know, city council in Chicago giving away guaranteed income regardless of your immigration status, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to keep coming here believing that this is a place where it doesn't matter what the border policies are. You can just come on in and get what you want. All right, another story on Fox News dated September 14th. Feds disrupt a prolific human smuggling operation that moved hundreds across the southern border. Says the DOJ and Homeland Security on Tuesday announced the arrest and indictment of eight people connected to an operation that illegally moved hundreds across the. By the way, I'm of the understanding that Alabama is considered one of the hubs of human trafficking. The I-20 corridor, especially, is considered a major human trafficking corridor. Going from Texas and the border states straight through to Atlanta, and it's unfortunate, but it's true. Well, they have Joint Task Force Alpha, which is an operation that's a joint operation ongoing between DOJ and Homeland Security that produced the arrest of a lady named Armenia Serrano Piedra, who is known as Boss Lady, and seven others who were thought to be contributing to the wave of illegal immigrants into the U.S. The announcement of this arrest of this border trafficker came one day after Vice President Harris had said the border was secure. One day later. According to the indictment, the smugglers used drivers to pick up migrants near the U.S.-Mexico border, transport them to the United States, and it was ongoing. And by the way, New York Times ran an article in July of this year. Smuggling migrants at the border is now a billion, with a B, billion-dollar business. And they literally talk about more than 5,046 people were arrested and charged with human smuggling just last year. That's more than double what it was just a few years prior. Says over the past year, federal agents have raided stash houses holding dozens of migrants on a near daily basis. And this story gets worse when you start considering what these people paid these human traffickers. One particular says fees typically range from $4,000 for migrants coming from Latin America to upwards of $20,000 if they have to be moved from Africa or East Europe or Asia, according to an expert on smuggling at George Mason University. It says for years, independent coyotes paid cartels a tax to move the migrants through territory that the cartels control, but that began to change in 2019, says Patrick Lechleitner, an acting deputy director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Says a sheer number of people seeking to cross made migrant smuggling an irresistible moneymaker for some cartels. An industry now whose revenues are believed to have soared to an estimated $13 billion. Human trafficking, southern border, a $13 billion industry. Moved by plane, bus, private vehicles. In some places, it's so organized, it says, they literally wear color-coded wristbands to identify which cartel controls them, and the color coding of the band also has a little mark on it that gives you an indication as to what level they have paid, so what services they get. And oh, by the way, that's notional, because a lot of these coyotes wind up, you know, taking advantage of these folks as they come across the border. Children coming through by themselves, how does that even happen? But then we get away from human trafficking, which is if that's not bad enough, and we talk about the fentanyl crisis. And then there's fentanyl. Good Lord, the fentanyl. We've done whole segments on the show just on fentanyl. I had Barry Mattson, the head of the Alabama District Attorneys Association, on the air with me to discuss fentanyl and what it's doing to our nation. Listen, according to Fox News, dated September 29th, so this is just, what, 10 days, 12 days ago? A memo circulating among Senate Republicans this week, it says, that's back in September 29th, details how the fentanyl crisis continues to worsen across U.S. communities as southern border drug seizures and encounters reach a record high. CBP, Customs Border Patrol, seized an unprecedented 10,500 pounds of the deadly drug in 2021, and seizures as of September this year have already surpassed 12,000 more pounds. So we've already beaten last year's record. That's the most fentanyl ever seized in a single year in the U.S. And that much fentanyl, by the way, could kill the entire U.S. population eight times. Eight times. Eight times the amount necessary to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States came across our border this year that they caught. But then he goes on to say the increase in fentanyl seizures comes with an increase in the increase in fentanyl seizures comes because of an increase in fentanyl coming into the country itself. Well, that makes sense. The DEA reported seizing more than 15,000 pounds of substances that contain fentanyl. So it's not just pure fentanyl. Sometimes it's other prescriptions laced. To include, stand by for this, 20.4 million fentanyl-laced prescription pills. This year, it says, DEA agents have recovered 20,000 pounds of fentanyl in the interior of the United States. So in other words, they've caught 12,000 at the border. They've recovered 20,000 pounds more in the interior of the United States that got in without being caught at the border. That is literally 32,000 pounds of fentanyl or fentanyl-laced drugs that have been caught. It says drug overdoses led by fentanyl were the number one cause of death last year for U.S. adults between the ages of 18 and 45. God almighty. U.S. life expectancy fell to its lowest point since 1996, with 10% of the decline attributed to drug overdoses. And fentanyl, by the way, is a deadly opioid that is 50 times more potent than morphine. I mean, you read the stats on this, and it boggles the mind. Now, keep in mind, too, there's been a lot of talk about this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it again. I mean, I know that some of y'all, the trick-or-treating is still a thing. Halloween's coming up. And I want to encourage you, if your kids are going to trick-or-treat, you cannot, just do not let them have loose candies, all right? And please, only take them to houses where you trust the source. Why am I asking that or saying that? Because one of the biggest things they're having a problem with right now is fentanyl pills made to look like candy. They look like Smarties, Sweet Tarts, all that kind of stuff. They're even packaging them sometimes in candy packages. So if you don't know where it came from, don't take it. I heard one lady say she's going to take her kids trick-or-treating, and then she's going to swap out their candy entirely for what she buys from the store. She's going to let them go by the houses and have the fun of getting something, you know, at the door, and then she's not going to let them eat a bit of it. She's going to throw it away and replace it with something that she buys prepackaged in a store that she can control the flow. I mean, when I was a kid, it was kind of the thing. You don't, like, take the candied apples because you can't guarantee what, you know, you don't take the homemades unless it was somebody you knew. I remember there was one house that always had popcorn balls. Nowadays, we're talking about actual, and people think, oh, now, is it really going to be a big deal? They're not going to, I mean, they buy the drugs from the cells. They're not going to put them, don't kid yourself. First of all, unhealthy people do not make healthy decisions. Let that sink in. Drug users are not known for being smart, wise, or caring. They make poor, selfish decisions, as a rule. And there ain't nothing to stop a drug user from thinking it's a lark to throw something in a bag so that kid will get high, man. That'd be hilarious. They won't know what's going to be tripping, dude. You know, it doesn't say, don't let it happen. I watched the tragic story this morning of a little girl, an eighth grader, who somebody gave her what she thought was a piece of candy, and she ate it and died. Because some of this stuff, it literally, in what amounts to a few grains of salt, the amount of fentanyl that looks like a few grains of salt can kill you. And yet they're lacing all kinds of stuff with it right now. Why? Because it's so potent. It creates a massive high. Well, if that's the case, then you have to look at the story from September 7th on CNN. You have to also consider not just what it's doing to American citizens, but how about the fact, Vice President Kamala Harris, that nearly 750 migrants themselves have died at the southern border this fiscal year alone, a record that surpasses last year's total by more than 200. Last year was a record. This year we're at 748, actually, and that was written on September 7th. So we're looking at probably, I would say, closer to 800 by now. I saw one report that said the sheriffs of some of the border counties say they find bodies on a daily basis. They die from heat exhaustion, they drown in the Rio Grande, or they're taken advantage of by coyotes or other criminal elements, or they die because these coyotes try to ship them into the back of trucks and they roast in the back of these hot trucks and they die from heat asphyxiation. Folks, I'm just telling you, the pain we are feeling as a nation at that border is criminal and it's impeachable. And I look at it and wonder, how in the world can she go there last night and with a smile on her face and a cackle say, the border is secure and all we're trying to do is fix, we've got solutions and no one will listen. Well, you know what? I say ship more of them by bus to the front of her house and let her figure it out. That's enough of that. I got through one dipper, Boomer. I'm going to call that one done. Let's go ahead and take a break right now. We'll come right back. Phone lines are open. You want to call in? Man, we had the best time in the second hour. All we did was take calls and read texts. Come on, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Boomer, it's been some more kind of a day, brother.
I tell you what, it has been somewhat of a day.
got some things on the text line and some callers waiting, so I'll do the text line real quick. I'll just tell you, so Brian from Huntsville texted in regarding that last bit that I did about warning parents about the fentanyl and the trick-or-treating. He says, also, keep in mind, you know, church trunk-or-treats. All the distributors are pretty much screened, and they attend church at the event, and I think it's a great point. So, yeah, those kind of organized events are often considered to be safer, and that's what we took our kids to when they were little. Paul from Athens, regarding the segment there I just did on the border, he says he saw an F-250 with a camper shell on it one night pull up in a parking lot in Athens about 11 o'clock, and about 20 what he assumed were illegals jumped out of the truck and scattered like cockroaches. Truck had a Texas tag on it. I don't doubt it. Got two callers that held on to the line. I'll take them in the order in which they called. Line one, Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, how you doing today, man?
Doing great, Phil. I'm an hour away from home.
Ah, it's even better. Good deal.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, you know, on this border stuff, everything there is done by design. I mean, everybody's doing their job to the T. Harris, Mayorkas, everything. In fact, I'd like to challenge somebody. You know, everything that the Biden administration is doing by whoever the de facto president is, whoever's pulling Biden's strings, is going according to his plan.
Yeah.
Can anybody name me anyone who's been reprimanded or fired for anything? I mean, I don't, you know, Trump, everybody's getting under Trump.
Uh-oh. Well, I think we just lost you, Jeff.
Everybody do what he's wanting to do. I haven't heard Biden say a word about any of his people in a negative way.
No, the only ones that I know of, the only ones I know of that were reprimanded were the Border Patrol agents who were on horseback. They were, it was said that they were racist and they were horse whipping people, and it turns out they weren't. And you're right.
Well, that's because they were doing something he didn't want them to do. They was holding the people out.
Yeah.
They want people in, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I'd like to know if anybody can find anything that he's, you know, said, you know, to deter anything. You know, I, like I say, everything is going according to plan, but I want to know who's the Jeff Dunham behind the Walter.
Yeah, because they look alike, don't they? He looks just like Walter.
Yes, they do.
I mean, it's scary. But, hey, Jeff, yeah. I got somebody else holding on the line, brother. I got to get it. You be safe on that last leg of the journey home, man. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. All right, let me go to line two. Is that David? Yeah, David from Huntsville. Hey, David, how you doing, man?
Good, my friend. How are you, Phil?
I am good. I'm good. What's on your mind?
I'm at another listener up in Huntsville at my chiropractor today. We had a great talk.
Awesome. Awesome.
Late notice for those that don't check the county website, but we have a free barbecue every 2 years before the election. Madison County's big shindig down at the old JC's building.
Yeah.
And I need to look up the address. Well, I did send it to you.
You did? And is that tonight? It's tonight, too, right?
That is tonight. And it's for any, people can show up anytime from 5 to 8. The sheriff, the former sheriff, used to cook it with a whole bunch of guys on the grill. And now I believe the license director is doing it. And so, anyway, it's just a great meet and greet. Any of those right side.
Yeah.
Ruffians, you know, want to come out and,
all right,
and chat. And
well, I got it right here, David. So you sent it to me. It's Boots and Barbecue for the Republican Clubs of Madison County tonight at the JC's building, starting right about now, actually. 2180 Airport Road in South Huntsville. So, yeah, you got barbecue, hot dogs, all the fixings. Just bring your family and friends, meet some of the people who are in office or running for office. So that's, that's great.
2180 hey. Airport Road. I'm headed there now. Thanks, Phil.
All right, man. Have a great night. All right, folks. What an amazing show. What an amazing audience. That's what made it an amazing show. Boomer and I love this job.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We will be back here tomorrow at 2. Repeat performance. Hard to beat, but we'll try. Y'all stay tuned. We'll see you then.